Good morning, Ulrike, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam. Thank you so much for inviting.
On Saturday, it was really joyfully inaugurated Golden Dawn, 50 years of Oroville and 50 births. And I believe that is your baby.
That is true. And it took exactly 9 months till it was born. And the spark was set, believe it or not, by my husband during the 50-hour mime, non-stop mime act in February. So that was when it all started. I thought, what can I do with 50, with a number, and to honor Oroville as well? And yes, I came up with this 50 birth, and I didn't believe it first. I didn't believe I was pregnant with it, and I didn't believe it would work out. But when the first women agreed to
tell you the story,
to tell me the stories, then yes, and it continued.
So you seriously physically collected 50 stories of Oroville birds?
Physically, as in listening to the stories? Yes.
And you type them down, you put them in, you roll them up and put them in baskets in the Tibetan Pavilion, in exhibition space, where everybody can go and read
them. Yes, and read them, yes. Some women were very happy to share them also with their Oroville family anyway. Mm-hmm. There are some stories which are anonymous, and we always respected that, of course, because it is a very special and private moment, but there are always wisdoms and messages from every birth that are enriching for any future mother or for any woman for that matter. And that's what we were aiming for. That was the inspiration.
Story something, but then the reality kicks in. It's different, no?
True.
True. What about the photographies? Because it's also on display. It's a set of really beautiful and really old photographies, including the one with the maternity ward in Promise. And to me, that was a little bit really interesting. How did you collect those photos?
Yes. So the photo, for example, from the maternity ward comes from a time where I was running around with goosebump skins all day. I had gone to Oroville Archives and received that picture there, actually, gratefully. And also they had showed me the book of birth, so the book of the first years, actually the years until end 70s, beginning 80s, I remember, as long as they have been collected by Maggie, the birth there, and often they have been presented with the photo of this baby, and until 73, obviously, with the pictures or with the letters of the mother given to the parents after they had written to the mother and requested a name for their baby. And then mother had replied and given the birth time and the parent's name and the name of the child.
So the mother named the children.
Yes.
So that is really an archive. We have an archive of birds.
Yes.
Until 80s.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Did you figure out maybe why this maternity ward was closed down?
That it's not so sure, certainly directly, but I'm quite sure it was must have shifted in a time when Orovillians moved more towards the center of Matramande, when Matramande camp started to exist, that it was simply too far
away. Or maybe because also of when the health center was built?
Yes, it was also when the second shift happened.
Actually on the outlying lands.
So. Yes, yeah. So Promise was first, and it's very interesting. I always loved that. That name, no? That promise, promise of the future.
What about the other photos? Some of them, they're really private, really intimate.
Yeah. Right. Some of them, there are some more that are given by the archives. Mm. Mostly the ones where we can see the mothers with small babies, like that. Some of the very beautiful ones are given by Centre d'Art, with copyrights or respects to Dominique Dare. Those are the pictures of the Panus birds. Fan was one of the pioneers. And as you saw, maybe the first third of the exhibition at least is really donated or devoted devoted to this Orovillian pioneers that made the way.
It just occurred to me while you were researching and collecting all these things, you got across with so many stories and so many interesting people, no?
Yes, I did. And so many strong mothers. I mean, with them telling me their stories, I often also ended up with goosebumps, of course. Most touching were actually the ones, every story was touching in its own way, but the ones from the Tamil ladies were touching in the sense that they often did this huge jump from being led to or deciding for hospital birth, and then somehow the last years being supported in such a way that they were either giving birth in hospitals where they were completely accepted during this precious time, or like honored, like respected in the way that every woman should be respected when giving birth. Like every woman should be looking like a goddess, otherwise something is really wrong when she's giving birth. And then to take that step, and to even them saying, there was this one mother especially who was saying that she would go with the next birth, she would also dare to do it at home or in Sante, because Sante is having this nice birth room now, and they're aiming for the birthing center, the Morning Star. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that also leads me, because with your exhibition, you connected it with some other topics, some talks and presentation, which I think one was already going on, one is going to come today, and still few more, right?
Right. Today we're having the pleasure of having Paula there, giving a talk on the microbiome. That's very important, and that's one of the positive effects of natural birth, actually, the baby being covered into good bacteria when it's being born, and she'll explain more about that today, Wednesday at 5:30 in Tibetan Pavilion. And then next week, that Wednesday, there will be my presentation on acupressure as a birth preparation, long-term and also short-term, once delivery time has started, once the birth has started. And also talking about the partner presence during birth. So yeah, that I'm looking forward to very much. And then, of course, I would really love to invite the people for the closing ceremony on the 8th of December. Yes, yeah. Well, I would love to connect it with many things. I would love to connect it, of course, with a sharing of the highlights of the stories, or the really essential truths that I feel are very precious for every mother to know. And once we know these things, we might have a very different connection to birth. I would also love to honor the midwives in Auroville, worldwide, actually, because they're very precious and they're very endangered species kind of thing. Like, wherever we look, they're really having a hard time. I'm an acupuncturist. I might be close. I mean, I have a medical background.
How many do we have in Auroville?
Well, yes, we have Hilda for sure, and Hilda's a long-time one who's always been with us through the years. And then Paula, who's been with us recently, but also she's been to Auroville before, and whenever she's been here, she's always giving her services. And she's one of the midwives who's doing also preparatory training now, like be it with a yoga or just looking at birth from a whole perspective and in a group structure that might have some different effect. And then there's the doulas. There's Krishna and there is Shanti. And yeah, there are quite a few people too.
It's Krishna is actually the new midwife who just returned about a year
ago. Yeah, she's a doula, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. She's what?
She's a doula. Doulas are the women that are close to the mothers in birth or before birth, after birth. And they can specialize also in the breastfeeding, prenatal, postnatal, before birth, after birth support, during birth also. But the midwife is always the one that has a more medical background, that might have more knowledge about weighing the dangers of any situation, that is trained to do the opening if that's needed.
In the middle.
Yes. And so for a good birth, it always takes both. It takes midwife and the doulas, I feel. But any birth is possible. Some of the births are also without any midwives or without any doulas, so that those things also happen.
I believe that while researching all these stories, you get across that we have already the second, or we have already the third generation of...
We have the second generation still. We are waiting for the first third generation, as we are aware of. When we look at the list, we have also collected from Unity Pavilion. Jai is doing that work with her team. I've collected through those 50 years of Auroville, the birth in Auroville as well as the death. This list is not 100% complete. So there's some missing, some names missing, some parents missing, some locations have to be corrected. But the work is happening. So that could also be a message for the people to maybe check. To come forward and just check. Is my child registered?
Just by the way, I believe there are more than 50 children who were born in those 50 years, right?
Yes, for sure.
How many there were?
Well, from this list, what we could see, it was getting close to 800, around 800 births that happened in Auroville, on Pondicherry,
Ashram, yeah, or at least our villains who gave the birth in one of the clinics. Yeah?
Yes, yes. Yeah, from the ashram they would have gone at that time to promise. Mm-hmm. That time, yes. Yeah, and the pictures, or the rest of the pictures I didn't mention, were given by those mothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was...
I know Elizabeth gave some beautiful photos, at least from her. I know.
Mm, she gave very special pictures. And she's also one where she is depicted as a mother and as a grandmother. Mm. So it also is two generations. She was not born here, otherwise that would be the third. But yeah.
Was any of those stories like really stunning?
Really stunning stories? Every story is stunning in its own way. It's always beautiful when we see that like the families really connect through the birth, like the fathers are really growing so much in their respect for this woman. They really grow together as a family in this moment of birth. And together they get the strength to move on from that, because the hardest work is coming after also, through all these years. And then of course to see how mothers become more and more aware of the placentas, for example. That is one stunning fact that we together as an Auroville family have given to this land. Like many placentas have been buried in the land. Yes,
think about it, that could be, but it was done, no?
Mm, and trees have been planted on it, and fertility of our soil certainly increased through the years with all these placentas in there. It's really something.
Definitely, it's a rich material.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Your daughter was born in Auroville or in
Clinic? She was born in Auroville, yes. Mm-hmm. She was born here.
What did you do with the placenta?
The placenta has disappeared in another way.
Somebody ate it.
Yeah, that's another option, no? To give it, to nourish the mother with the placenta in such a way that she can then nourish, like give everything that is there to that... to that baby that's, growing.
You would eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mother takes it and then it goes through the milk back to the baby. So it's really with the baby.
Okay, I don't eat meat. Not even my own.
Yeah. Yeah, another thing that I would like to share is the gratitude, of course. The gratitude for all the babies, all the children of Auroville, because they're just the most precious ones. And... I think there's always a lot that we all can learn on how to be with them and how to see them as what they are. Mm. And to honor all the women of Auroville, as well as the men, as the fathers or supporters, and the midwives in Auroville and worldwide, all the birth keepers, all the ones that remember that birth is a very precious time where we just set a starting point at the moment. We can get a nice start there, it will be much easier. Of course, if there's some difficulty or something not so easy, we can always correct that later. Especially the bonding of mother and child is very precious in that first hour, in that first holy, sacred hour after birth. And then the gratitude also goes out to the organizers, to Centre d'Art, to the archives, to Tibetan Pavilion. And
the Tibetan Pavilion is hosting all the events, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And if I may add, from my side, of course, to our creators, like the big ones, like Mother and Sri Aurobindo, who helped enormously to get us here, but also from my side to my parents, to my father also, especially who moved on. Who's not living on this planet anymore. That was also happening during my pregnancy, the last 2 months actually, on February 2nd, during my project pregnancy. So I would like to dedicate this to him, and he especially also loved pictures. So, to honor that.
You mentioned that there's going to be also a closing ceremony on 8th of December, which is also Saturday in the afternoon at 5:30 p.m. in Tibetan Pavilion.
Yes, right? We do that at 5 actually.
At 5, okay. And I remember in inauguration, Drupad also did the calligraphy of Koan, depicting the hardship of delivering the baby, the labor, and the mother Sri Aurobindo. So he will do something else, another set on that closing time?
Yes, he will do. Yes. The set he did in the beginning was also honoring the pioneers of the future. So we honor all the pioneers of the past of Oroville, pioneers that are still now here today, present, and obviously the pioneers of the future, as it is mentioned also in the Savitri passage in one of the Vision and Boom.
Vision and Wounds and Paula already there. What else are you preparing for the closing ceremony?
Well, that will be there. We'll see. Maybe there's another sharing of some Savitri passage that we can select. There certainly will be lots of flowers and chants and gratitude, lots of music. The music during the inauguration happened quite spontaneously, which was great.
By a visitor.
Yes, by a visitor, by a spontaneous visitor, tuning in right after.
But the beautiful music was, at least to me, was all the children who were there, and I was expecting more of them, no?
Right, yes, well, message is spreading now, thanks to you also. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
in so one corner it's also a tent for children to relax and read or something. That was the idea.
Yes, a children's corner where they can draw and read a story and play with the mother's flower cards and things like that. In the other corner, we have these four corners, but two of them. One is the children's corner and one is the kind of cozy corner where we have put up a little tent and people inside are not so seen from outside and they can listen to an audio from Jurid. And in that corner, there's also quite an intimate photo album with pictures that I did not want to put out so openly on the wall and on spaces where people might come more from a mental side. On the cozy corner, they can really slow down their breathing and go on their hearts and then go through those pages and listen to the audio. And on request, we can also organize a video being shown there of Prim Shakti's birth. So that's a very special, inspiring
That is the one which was captured on the video.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Ulrike, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
And seeing you around, I mean, less than
the
ceremony.
Thank you.